Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Freed, and tonight our guest is Marty Stevens-Huebner. She is the founder and the president of Rebags, and you could go to her website throughout the show. It's Rebags, R-E-B-A-G-Z.com. And I know that inventors always request other inventors, successful inventors, coming onto the show and hearing how they did it. And Marty is a perfect example. I ended up finding her on TV one day. I saw that they were doing a story on her company, and my daughter and I were watching the TV, and she was like, I love those things. They're so good. And Marty was actually telling her story about how she came up with the idea, and I said, she's the perfect guest. So, Marty, thank you for joining us on our show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Brian. I really appreciate it.
And appreciate you you know, taking the time tonight. I know that you're a little bit under the weather, and appreciate you making the effort. I know that inventors would definitely love to hear your story, and I'm telling you, I've been looking through your bags and your website, and you have some beautiful stuff.
Oh, aren't you sweet? That's especially nice coming from a man who doesn't always wear handbags, so that's a good thing, at least that I know of. Maybe you do that secretly, and I don't know, but thank you very much.
No problem. I'm going to keep my wife away from the,
website. Oh, no, please, have her shop.
So, Marty, you're a very interesting lady. I know that you won 2009 Business of the Year in California.
Yeah, we were 2009 California Small Business of the Year. We've been fortunate in the way that people have recognized us because they love our fashion, because we've been on the cover of Women's Wear Daily. But also, you know, people do like just the way that we do business. There was that award, and I mean, this is kind of crazy. Coco Eco Magazine last year named me one of their top 20 most inspiring women, with, you know, people like Sheryl Crow and Josie Moran, and it was kind of, I still think, I knew they were writing an article on me. I think they put it in the wrong section of the magazine and just didn't want to admit it, but that was very flattering of them.
Well, that's great. And so can you explain to us a little bit about yourself and why people are raving about you and your company?
Oh, you're sweet. Rebags handbags are really where style, fun, and sustainability meet. Eco fashion for a long time was what I call very beige and very itchy. It wasn't very attractive. And quality was sometimes questionable. And our company and others like us have really transformed that. The idea is really we're fashion first. And the idea of doing business sustainably is just, as far as I'm concerned, the only way to do business. And by sustainably, we mean we actually use recycled materials in the making of our bags. And also all of our, we operate under fair labor conditions. Our bags are made over in the Philippines, and it's all under fair labor. And we even carry Green America's seal of approval, which we're very proud of.
That's very nice. So you, as a person who got into this type of concept of coming up with this eco-friendly different types of bags, what did you do before you got into this?
Well, the first inkling I had that actually maybe I could be a good, you know, a good entrepreneur was back in the early 2000s, way back when we had the big real estate and refi boom. I was actually a mobile notary. I started doing that business on my own, and I discovered that I was very good at building clientele and taking care of people and managing all that. And I was a very artsy, crafty type, and I ended up starting my own little handcrafted jewelry business. That would be me doing all the handcrafting. And I had some success at a number of events around L.A. And then I just thought, well, look, you know, you go big or you go home. I really want to launch a business. What am I going to do? And I didn't want to go into jewelry, so I'd like to do handbags. And a friend of mine had relatives over in the Philippines, so I basically, you know, went off to the Philippines in March of 2007 with some sketches. And I launched my business actually in July of 2007.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do as I say, not as I did. Take a little more time. It's not quite as crazy if you do.
But Marty, and this is an important part, because this transition that you had from going to the mobile notary to starting your own business, what did you do? Did you just cut it right off and start this new business, or did you kind of dabble a little bit?
I was going to call it a blurry transition. I've never actually described it. But yeah, one would sort of taper down as the other one would taper, you know, start up. And same thing even with the jewelry and the handbags. You know, in the beginning I was kind of selling both because I did have the clientele from the jewelry business. Mm-hmm. And then just I slowly shut that down, although I still have some jewelry making supplies hanging around the house. I slowed that down as the handbag business took off. So
okay.
it's very rare to kind of stop and start kind of cold turkey.
Okay. I'm going to do something a little different because usually I go through the whole process and then find out where you are towards the end of the show. But I think it's interesting to find out where you are right now. And then I'd like to, throughout the show, I'd like to put everything in between of how you got to where you are today, if you don't mind. So tell us just from that transition of going into from jewelry to pocketbooks and so forth. Now you're where are you? I mean, you have a beautiful website. I know people can buy on the website. And where else and what are you doing right now?
It's so funny. When you said, where are you? I was like, well, I'm in Los Angeles. we're in Whole Foods Markets, which are great, which is one of our biggest clients at this point, and then also Uncommon Goods. And we're in a number of we're on a number of big websites in a number of stores, actually a couple of hundred boutiques, smaller shops around the country. And we're primarily wholesale, but we do have our retail website, which is really wonderful, and it's how we can really reach out to our customers. So we love that.
Okay. And do you have some kind of projection on, you know, how many stores you're in and where you want to be? Are you looking to get into more of the mass retail, or is it going to be strictly boutique, Whole Foods, specialty?
Oh, sure. We're a little bit in transition, actually, right now, because we've had three different lines, our Juicy Handwoven line, our Sac Graphics line, and our Statement Makers. We're actually clearing out our Juicy Handwoven. You can get a great deal on them right now on our website. Because we're going to be bringing in a whole new line sometime in 2012. And I think that will have an even broader appeal to the more mainstream department stores, like a Nordstrom or something like that. Because, yes, absolutely, you always want to grow. And also we want to grow our foreign distribution. We're making plans to do that as well.
Excellent. So, okay, so now let's get back to almost square one.
Okay.
So you came up with this idea. And I don't know if it started right away as eco-friendly, but what did you do that moment where you said, you know what, I want to move into handbags? What did you do then?
As I said, I took my sketches over to the Philippines, and I was working with different materials, and I was actually at a small trade fair there when I kind of turned the corner and saw this amazing, colorful weave they were doing. They're actually recycled juice packs, and this one small organization. They call them NGOs overseas. We call them nonprofits here. NGO standing for non-governmental organization. But they were really helping a community there, within Manila, and they were making all these beautiful, placemats and things of that sort. And so I started working with them to, create handbags. Also, I mean, this goes back to the pioneer women, you know, here in the U.S. When they go west, I mean, they take sacks of flour and use the empty sacks to make clothing out of. And so they ended up, I discovered that they had extraordinarily beautiful rice sacks over in the Philippines. I mean, they go through 680,000 pounds of rice per day there. And so it's all about the marketing and making the bags beautiful. So they have roses on them. They have lions. They've got, you know, big, beautiful planets. Our galaxy rice bag has become extremely popular all of a sudden. And so I basically took the recycled rice sacks and those became my fabric. Because they were so gorgeous, and plus they're very strong and durable. I was contacted by someone who was using also recycled paper and weaving it, and this is more recent, and making bags out of that. And the great thing is, with a number of different organizations and companies and things, it's amazing the things that they're now recycling and creating beautiful fashion out of.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how did you end up in the Philippines, though?
I think I mentioned earlier I had a friend who had family members over there.
Oh, okay.
So she hooked me up with them over there. I mean, it was very tenuous, but I've always been kind of an adventuresome type. I've been to every continent. And that does include Antarctica. And I used to do humanitarian work down in Mexico in the aftermath of the Zapatista Rebellion. So I'm very happy to pick up my passport at any time and travel. So that's how that started to happen.
Okay. I understand. So it was more the family friend, and when you were there, you kind of put two and two together. You said, hey, I was interested in doing handbags. Now I found the right material.
Right. You make it sound so easy. Yeah, but it's just a lot of work, and you just start asking, and you just don't give up.
And it just happened that you turned that corner. Was there a thought? when you came up with the idea of having handbags and you designed and sketched them out, you were sourcing materials. So how did you do that? A lot of inventors, when they come up with an idea, they're not sure what materials to use. So you have to, I guess you have to get samples and play around with it and see and feel and get an idea. You have to identify that.
In the beginning, I didn't close any doors. I went to visit any organization or factory that would meet with me. I had a lot of people do different samples, and I just kept my eyes open. Like I said, it was at that one train show. I turned the corner, and I saw this one booth with that weave. I said, we have to work with that. That's great. So it's keeping your eyes open and being open to all possibilities. And then, like I said, with the Rice Tech line, I was the crazy American woman who would go into these, you know, kind of ramshackle market areas. And I was the one who wanted to buy the empty sacks of rice. And they all thought I was nuts, but they sold me their empty sacks. And so we started making bags that way. And in the beginning, we could only get like 5 or 10 sacks at a time. But now we have a whole network set up so we can get, you know, up to several thousand at a time as we need them.
Excellent. And at that time, you had them delivered to the United States, or you started making them or playing around there?
Everything's made over there under fair labor conditions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you gave them the sketches, and then they started to make what you were asking
exactly.
them to.
Exactly. They started when you're working in fashion and that sort of thing. You work with someone who knows how to make who makes samples. They know how to cut the different pattern pieces and then put them together. And it's a lot of trial and error.
Excellent. All right. You want to ask Marty a question? Call 888-327-0061 throughout the show, or you can email me brian@gotinvention.com. We will be back with Marty Stevens Huebner from Rebags, Rebags.com, on Got Invention Radio, the world on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in internet talk. We'll be back.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSradio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSradio.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.